And I'm moving us now from land to water for a story about the business of sailing. The French company Beneteau is the world's top maker of sailboats. 50 years ago, it started out as just a small family-run business making fishing boats. And here's Eleanor Beardsley with a profile of the woman who transformed Beneteau into a global success story.
Never mind that Beneteau is the leading player in the multi-million dollar sailing industry. The company's headquarters still sit on the waterfront in the quiet Atlantic coast fishing village of Saint-Gilles-Croix-de-Vie. It was here that Benjamin Beneteau began making tuna boats and trawlers in the 1880s. Almost a century later, the company changed course in the hands of Beneteau's granddaughter, 21-year-old Annette Beneteau Roux. Under her stewardship, Beneteau has grown from 17 to 6,000 employees.
Oui, vous savez, c'est très personnel, en fait.
You have to put yourself in the context of the 1960s and the decline of the fishing industry. Beneteau would have disappeared like many companies. My husband told me even though I was a girl of 21, I could still run the company. So we came out with the first pleasure boat. The rest is history.
The 65-year-old grande dame of yachting officially stepped down as Beneteau's CEO 3 years ago, but Roux still commutes weekly from Paris to oversee operations. Beneteau manufactures powerboats in Poland and has a sailboat factory in Marion, South Carolina, but the rest of its boatyards are scattered across the picturesque western coastal region of France known as La Vendée. At a Beneteau woodworking plant here, 350 artisans cut and shape 20,000 interior boat parts by hand and machine. The African, Mojave, and French beechwood parts will be used in Beneteau's cabins. Plant manager Florence Goubi says Beneteau builds 10,000 boats a year. Beneteau's strength compared to its competitors is that it has been able to industrialize its operations while preserving its tradition of craftsmanship, says Goubi. At an R&D center, dozens of engineers use the same digital computer program that Boeing uses to design its airplanes. Technology like this helps Beneteau create about 19 new boat models a year. But things haven't always been so rosy. In 1986, faulty resin from one of its suppliers ruined the hulls of about 1,000 boats. The crisis nearly sunk Beneteau. Annette Beneteau Roux pursued the supplier in court for 7 years until she got a full settlement. Then she nursed the company's battered image back to life by launching a new series of sailboats showcasing the work of big-name interior designers. By 1995, Beneteau was ready to acquire its largest competitor, fellow French company Jeanneau. Roux attributes the company's success over the long term to what she calls Beneteau's soul.
It hasn't always been easy, but I've always had faith in the deep know-how in this company. We have values that go back to our beginning, almost like genes.
Today, on a 103-acre Beneteau boatyard, the largest in the world, fiberglass hulls are being reinforced with fiberglass cloth and sprayed with resin. Then the hulls make their way down a slow-moving production line where teams of workers swarm over them, installing everything from washer dryers to electric winches and GPS systems. Eric Stromberg is a production manager.
Everything that you see happening in the automobile industry in terms of the comfort you see now coming into boats, people now live in a high-design world. They drive high-design cars, and they expect that from their boat as well.
From here, the 43-foot, $275,000 sailboats go out to the four corners of the globe. Annette Beneteau Roux is one of the leading contenders for this year's Ernst & Young World Entrepreneur of the Year Award, to be announced this Saturday at a ceremony in Monte Carlo. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Saint-Gilles-Croix-de-Vie, France.